This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, and it's an awesome Monday. Put a smile on your face. We got a bunch of stuff to do tonight. Of course, Medal of Honor Monday is an hour from now. We have to honor the fallen here in a moment. I'm going to put kind of a sunny face on some ugliness that's going on out there. We'll discuss in more depth this whole Ukraine thing, Pfizer reauthorization, the cannibals, and Earth Day. All that, emails, so much more tonight coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We might even take some calls at some point, but not for a long time. Don't even bother calling. Just don't bother yet, because we got to get to some things first. First, before we get into the news of the day and everything else, have a couple people we need to honor now. A couple service members died in training. It sucks. It's awful. Families are going through hell right now, but we always believe in honoring those who give their lives for this country, especially those in training, because those are the ones we forget about. One of them was a Sergeant Colin Arslanbus, I believe I'm saying that correctly, Arslanbus of Missouri. He was with the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit, passed away during a training exercise. Another one, this one came by email, so we had to confirm it. I missed this one last week. Specialist Abigail Jenks, young lady, 20 years old, HQ Battalion or Battery, first of the 319th Field Artillery, 82nd Airborne. It was a static line training exercise, and she gave her life, and we are going to honor both of them, and we're going to say a prayer for their families before we dig into everything else. Let us begin with all the news. There's a ton to get to tonight. I realize that. So let us begin with the one that's going gangbusters everywhere today. What's happening not only on the campus of Columbia, but is happening around the country. Columbia is the one that's in the news. NYPD's all over the whole thing. It's a big old mess. But what's happening? Hamas protesters, kill the Jews, you know, all the stuff that you've been seeing happening. And I'm about to explain why this is actually a good thing, in a way. Just stay with me. So this Hamas, kill all the Jews stuff is stuff that's really picking up steam. And campus protests in general, not just about Palestine, you name it, climate change, abortion, you name the issue, have been picking up in steam, have been picking up in ferocity for quite some time now, especially over the past few years. You've seen it over and over, violence all over the campuses. It's bad, it's bad, it's bad. And now we're in a situation where these universities, they don't know how to handle this one. Normally, they let all the protests go because the universities are dirty commies. And all the protesters are dirty commies. So the university handles them with kid gloves. Hey, kids, it's okay. Here, do you guys want an extra joint and a hot pocket? And everyone just kind of goes on about their business. But these ones are being handled, well, more delicately. Why? university system has many, 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 many donors, Jewish and otherwise, who are displeased, to put it mildly, to see all this, you know, kill all the Jews talk on campuses. It was a big announcement today. I'm sure you saw it. If you didn't, here it is. Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, obviously mega rich guy, a mega donor to Columbia, kind of guy they build. I'm sure he has buildings named after him. I didn't look it up, but I'm sure he does. He said, yeah, not another dime after watching what happened there. And so people are looking in their tents and they're screaming and their people are they're doing the nastiest stuff you could imagine, stuff I won't go into on a family friendly show. They're even doing this fake blood. It's all over the place. All right. So how could all of this ugliness, how could any of this be a good thing? Well, oftentimes in life, sadly, the only way out is through, and you have to kind of hit bottom before you can come back. And on a macro level, this is human nature. This is human nature. Have you ever talked to somebody, ever known somebody who wasn't taking care of their health? Maybe got overweight, maybe smoking, maybe just doing all kinds of things. And I'm not judging you for that heater in your mouth. I'm just, you know what I'm talking about. And you're not taking care of your health. And then eventually, boom, they have a heart attack. And God willing, they survive it. I'm willing they survive it. And then you talk to them afterwards and you say, what were you going through? Whatnot? Almost always, and I've known many people who've had to go through these things by now, almost to a man, they say, man, I should have seen it coming. My blood pressure was getting high, and I've been out of breath for a while, and I just wasn't walking very much, and I should have seen it coming. Yeah, you should have seen it coming, but you didn't do anything until you were strapped in the back of an ambulance with your wife holding your hand beside you on your way to the hospital. Why? It's not because you're stupid. It's because you're a human being, and we human beings are stubborn, and we don't change direction oftentimes until it gets really, 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 really bad. Here is the truth, and it is 100% the truth. America's higher education system. It is great that countries have higher education systems. You want that in a nation. You want the higher education system to be an institution where smart people, not people like me, but where smart people can go and get extra specialized training and go on to lead your society in various ways. Higher education is important. However, if you get to a place where we are as a nation, where your higher education system has been completely taken over, and I mean from top to bottom, by America-hating communist scum, then your higher education system, instead of being a thing that moves the nation forward faster than it should even go, it instead will destroy the nation at an accelerated pace. Why? Well, look, let's just be honest. If me, Chris, or Michael, if we turn out to be dirtball communists who hate America, I mean, it's a problem. It's not good because we have a big platform, but it's probably not the end of the world. The country could survive it. But a university system produces the leaders in a society. They produce your politicians. They all went to these fancy schools. They all went to Columbia, right? They produce your leaders, your political leaders, your corporate leaders. If the leaders of your society go through the dirty jockstrap of America's higher education system, then you're going to have a stinky society. And that's why we are where we are today. And so that brings me to what is happening on campuses in this country. And you should gear up for something, because I was doing a bit of reading on this today. All these protests are getting worse on all subjects, Israel, abortion, everything. They're all getting worse. They're all ramping up, not ramping down. Look, America's education system is evil now. I don't know whether it can be saved. Hopefully it can. But it is evil now. It either needs to be completely reformed and saved or burned to the ground and create a new one. But what we can't have is what we have now. So, if the American people, if the norms and normas in the world are finally waking up to the fact that America's university system is a deeply evil, sinister place, then in the end, it's a good thing. Look, you want to know if you have cancer, don't you? Yeah, even though you avoid the doctor, I'm guilty as anyone. I avoid the doctor. If you got cancer, it doesn't do any good to ignore that. In fact, that's what kills you. You want to be on it. If you got cancer, you want to know. Consider what's going on now. A gigantic cancer screening for America. Hopefully we wake up and realize what we got going on. All right, there's so much more to talk about. Let's talk about something else in your face and maybe good. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday, coming up about 45 minutes from now. Don't forget, you can email the show, love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, whatever. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I want to touch on a couple other things, too, that I think, in a way, are good things. Good things. All this insanity on university campus now. Everyone wakes up every day. There's a new protest, a new idiot, a new... It's good that Americans are seeing how poisonous and evil America's universities are, especially our most elite ones. We'll be heading in the right direction when parents stop bragging about Aiden, Jaden, and Braden getting into Columbia. Oh, Columbia. Oh, yeah, no, Aiden got in, but that's a really bad place. We're sending him to state school for a while, JUCO. Then he's just going to graduate from wherever. We weren't comfortable with how evil Columbia was. That would be a good thing if that's how Americans thought. You got to know if you have cancer. I was thinking about it today with this Trump trial in New York today and the gag order. And I realized David Pecker, he's the one who gave, he was the first witness today. In case you don't know him, just find out about Pecker. But either way, today was the Trump trial, and they led with Pecker. And everyone's mad that, you know, there's gags, the gag order for Trump. Trump's mad about it. Everyone's mad about it. Trump's out there yelling about the gag order, and everything just looks evil and wrong and whatnot. And I was thinking, you know, especially because this is the case that's not going to send him to prison, this is probably a good thing, too. It probably is. Think about it. People have to wake up and realize how truly evil the justice system has become in places like New York City. People have to wake up and understand there are parts of this country that aren't America anymore. It's good if Americans wake up and realize that. Now, that's not every part of the country, but places like New York City, you're not safe anymore. And if it takes a Trump trial for Americans to realize some parts of this country are now the Soviet Union, maybe in the end that's a good thing. Look, hey, speaking of New York, New York City high school soccer game is canceled after migrants refused to get off the pitch even after police showed up. That's from The Blaze. Okay, not that I care about soccer because I'm an American citizen, but I'll just put it to you this way. These illegals that we filled the country up with, filling up the schools, filling up the hospitals, filling up the rec centers, demanding this, give me my Visa card, I need custom pupusas. They used to have better interpreters for us in Africa. Remember that one? Over and over and over again. We're mad about it. I'm mad about it. You're mad about it. We want them out of here. Why don't we secure the border? And yes, it's bad. I'm not going to try to tell you something bad is actually good, but maybe it's good for America to finally see just how evil these politicians are, finally see who's coming in here, and finally see the attitude of the people coming here, the poor, wretched masses just trying to find a job, washing dishes for 5 minutes to escape the murder. No. Entitled, selfish, coming here to pillage this daggone place. And it's good for Americans to finally see. And I know, look, we don't want to have cancer. I don't want to have cancer. You don't want to have cancer, even though it's probably coming for all of us at some point in time. Runs in my family. I'm sure I'll have it. It just is what it is. We don't want cancer as a country. I don't want it. You don't want it. This is bad. I don't want dirty trials. I don't want illegals just taking over soccer games. I don't want America's university system to be some commie hellhole where they're celebrating abortion while cutting themselves over climate change. I don't want it. You don't want it. No one wants it. Okay. I don't want it, but it's good if we know we have it, right? There is a benefit in knowing, an extreme benefit in knowing. Anyway. Speaking of going greens, let's talk about rough greens. Let's talk about you and your dog. You see, American dogs, we don't give them nutrition. We think we give them nutrition, but what we actually give them is empty calories. All dog food is the same color for a reason. It's all brown for a reason. You ever wondered why? You ever wonder why it's never blue? Why it never comes out green? You ever wonder that? Because it's dead. Give your dog rough greens. You don't have to change foods. Just pour rough greens on your dog's food, all natural nutritional supplement. Watch your dog improve health-wise. Watch your dog live longer. Free Jumpstart trial bags. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Now, let's set all that stuff aside for a moment before I get to these people who are blocking the roads and all this stuff going on here in the country. And we will get to the Ukraine stuff and the FISA stuff. I want to talk to you about something more important than that. I decided to get on the smoker this weekend and I started making some food. No, just stay with me here. So on Friday, the wife had requested that I smoke some chicken, throw a bunch of chicken on the smoker, because then you can eat on it all week. Then you can have a million different leftovers you can do with chicken, tacos, nachos, sandwiches, right? So I just threw some Cajun seasoning on some chicken, threw it on the smoker. I smoked some chicken. Now we got a big Ziploc baggie full of smoked chicken, right? My voice sounded weird. Anyway, so I did that on Saturday. On Sunday, I smoked my world-famous queso again. I did, Chris, and it is world-famous now. And it was, you know what it is, Gouda cheese, Velveeta, diced onions, white onions, pickled jalapenos, diced, crushed chipotle peppers, some chorizo, a couple cans of cream of mushroom soup, pour some milk in there to give it a little loosen it, whatever. I made my world famous queso on Sunday. So guess what happened today? We have burger buns in the house. Before I can, no, just listen to this, Chris. I think this might even be kosher, Chris. Pay attention. So before I came in, I took one of the buns and I buttered it and I toasted the bun. I took the chicken, the smoked chicken, and I poured my queso all over the top of it and I nuked it in the microwave so it was all, what, Chris? How else would you cook it? Anyway, I nuked it in the microwave so it was all steamy and melty and smoky and good. And then I scooped that whole meaty, cheesy thing onto the toasted bun and ate it. I'm not saying it's the best sandwich ever. I'm saying it's the best thing that's ever been created on the planet food-wise. There you go. That's what I'm saying. Now, let's talk about dealing with the terrorists, the Biden administration, handling our own immigration stuff, and more. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, only like 30 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday, and that's always a good time. We have so much to get to tonight. I'm going to dig into what everyone is still so upset about. The emails, you're so mad about all this Ukraine stuff. So obviously, this was Congress as they sat there on the United States House of Representatives congressional floor. They sat there waving Ukrainian flags after passing $61 billion in your money, sending it overseas. Okay, so let's just go through this again. First, remember when we were talking about the human element? Remember, let me play it again because there's an article out today, and man, does it just bring this one home. Remember last week when we were talking like this? Mike Johnson's a human being and a dude, just like me. And you know what these intelligence guys do? Don't think it's an accident. I know this for a fact, and I am telling you now, this is not a thought. This part of this is not a theory. This I know from guys I know and have known in the past. They really, really, really do these whole super secret classified meetings. Oh, they do them up to the max. You feel like you're Jason Bourne going through extra levels of security. Sorry, sir, that's G85 classified. You have the special binder with the special seal on it. There's information in there that you get that no one else knows. Gosh, if you knew the things I knew. It is well known that when you're putting together this briefing for these guys, you are trying to, yes, inform, but you're trying to impress. You're trying to excite. Maybe you should look at Chapter 5, Section E, Paragraph 12, sir, that outlines this bridge in Chicago may be blown up tomorrow. And then you walk out of there and you say, oh my gosh, I know things. Gosh, there's so much danger. We're all going to die. We need FISA. We need 702. And it's all done on purpose. These organizations, all these organizations, CIA, all of them, their specialty is not slipping poison in somebody's drink. Their specialty is propaganda. I kid you not, this is the headline from a Yahoo article. I believe this was today, not yesterday. Headline: How Johnson came to allow a vote on Ukraine aid after months of delays. You flip back to the second page. Here's Johnson's quote. I really do believe the intel. I think that Vladimir Putin would continue to march through Europe if he were allowed. I think he might go to the Baltics next. I think he might have a showdown with Poland or one of our NATO allies. And then you skip down two paragraphs. Remember that clip I just played for you? What are you laughing about, Chris? Should I play it again? Anyone? No, Chris? I shouldn't play it again? Remember the clip where I was telling you about the intelligence agencies and how they do it up to the max and whatnot? Well, this article is about what changed Mike Johnson's tune, because he used to be rock solid, right? Oh, look at this right here in the article. CIA Director William Burns and other defense officials told Johnson that Ukraine was quickly running out of ammunition, including air defense interceptors, and warned there would be dire consequences should the situation worsen. He got that binder. The binder that told him, oh, you don't understand, sir. This is G85 classified. You have to do it. And then this is also from the article. Another key factor was a statement from former President Trump earlier in April after Johnson went to his Mar-a-Lago residence, in which he said Johnson was doing a very good job. This is what Trump said about
it's
Johnson.
It's not an easy situation for any speaker. I think he's doing a very good job. He's doing about as good as you're going to do. And
in a written comment, so-and-so said Trump gave Johnson cover to proceed, moving the bill to a vote. Lindsey Graham kind of went on TV and, well, not kind of, went on TV and said as much this weekend.
This would not have passed without Donald Trump. I want to thank the House Speaker and Akeem Jeffries working together in a bipartisan fashion to give weapons to Ukraine to fight a fight that matters to us. And President Trump has created a loan component to this package that gives us leverage down the road.
Okay. All right. So here's what happened. We were getting sold down the river. And a lot of this is going to be ugly political stuff. Some of it may make you angry. Some of it may make you angry, but you'll shrug your shoulders and say, okay, I'm angry, but I get it. Some of it, I don't know, maybe you're just an I get it guy. So let me lay out how this works. Donald Trump is the most powerful and popular Republican in the United States of America, and second place isn't particularly close. He's also a man running for president right now. What have we talked about when it comes to running for president? What's it about? Coalition building. That's what it's about. You're trying to break down their coalition as much as you can, trying to build your coalition as much as you can. Donald Trump, now that the primary is officially over and it was never that close, is trying to wrangle in as much congressional support as humanly possible. Now, why does he want that? You like Trump, or maybe you don't, but let's say you like Trump, but you hate Lindsey Graham. So why does he care? Why about Lindsey Graham? Well, Trump gets things like Lindsey Graham's fundraising email list, Lindsey Graham's major donors. Lindsey Graham is a United States senator. Trump needs to raise money. If Lindsey Graham can cobble together $10, $20 million, and I'm sure he can with the snap of his fingers for Donald Trump, then that is worth something. And by the way, if any of this offends you or you're mad about any of this, please keep in mind, I don't give a crap. I'm explaining how it works. This is how it works. All right? So Trump does need Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, though, needs Trump. Mike Johnson needs Trump. There's an ugly relationship here, and it just is what it is. Donald Trump needs these establishment Republicans to run cover for him, pass laws for him if he was to get reelected, to fundraise for him. These dirtball establishment Republicans need Donald Trump to run cover for them when they do things like the Ukraine stuff that their constituents don't like. It's a really, really ugly political relationship, and I don't know whether you love it, whether you hate it, whether you hate it and understand it, but that's what's happening right now, and it's happened many times before. Lindsey Graham wants to be a dirtball. He understands the very red GOP base in South Carolina doesn't want him to be a dirtball. They understand they're more worried about their cost of living, and Lindsey Graham gets all that, but he still wants to be a dirtball because he's an establishment hack who's probably washing money in Ukraine like all the rest of them. So what do you do if you're Lindsey Graham? Well, what you do is you go suck up to Trump and tell him how much you love him and hope that Trump will turn around and run cover for you to allow you to vote like a dirtball. And they do it with each other all the time.
60 billion with a B. They want to give him 60 billion more. And I said, wait a minute, do it this way. Loan him the money. If they can make it, they pay us back. If they can't make it, they don't have to pay us back. Loan them the money. Put it as a form of a loan. Why should you just hand it over to them? Do it as a form of a loan. I do that with athletes.
So that is where we're at with that. Whatever. It is what it is. Look, you think that's the worst of it? Oh, I've got one more thing, and then we'll move on to some other stuff before we do that. Let's do this. Let's do your testosterone levels, gentlemen. Here's the reality of it. We drink testosterone now. Our water is so freaking poisoned with estrogen that we drink estrogen. We drink it. It's in our plastics, too. So the plastic water bottle has the estrogen, and the water inside the plastic water bottle has the estrogen. 50% drop in T levels in 50 years alone. That means in another 50 years, our T levels are gone. They're non-existent. And we won't be a country if that happens. Male Vitality Stack from Chalk. CHOQ.com. What does that get you? Well, natural herbal supplements, 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse saves you a fortune on subscriptions, so don't pay full price. That's dumb. Look, if you take it for 90 days, you don't feel better, cancel. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll get to one more part of this Ukraine stuff that's the worst of it, and then we move on to some other things like replacing Johnson. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, like 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. I didn't know you were going to play that song, Chris. I would have led back with
Kill
this.
Kill his opposition. Imprison his opposition. Drive, you know, journalists and others into exile. Rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants.
Gosh, that sounds awesome. Anyway, let's get back to what I was talking about. The worst part, we'll put a little bow on this Ukraine stuff, move on. If you still want to talk about it next hour, you're welcome to whenever we open up the lines, but that's going to be a little bit, so hang on for that. First, Army Colonel Douglas McGregor, he was asked about the whole situation. Here's what he said.
So I think we've lost this competition in Ukraine. I'm talking about Washington and its bid to put in a puppet government and threaten Russia. And I think the end of NATO is on the horizon. I think even the Europeans, who are even more misguided and utterly confused than much of the American population, they are going to realize that there's no future in this relationship between us and them, that they too have to save themselves, that they'll have to chart a new destiny for themselves. So I think that'll be the end of NATO. The Russians will then demilitarize what remains of Ukraine. I don't think they'll occupy it or try to govern it, but they will ensure that it's completely demilitarized and can never threaten Russia again.
Well, that's great. So here's the worst of it. And look, I'm just going to say it, and it is what it is. You think this $60 billion's bad? Here's two things. Chris, write this one down. One, this isn't the last $60 billion. You know, there's going to be another one of these, right? Maybe even another two of these. That's one. Two, all the money we've already sent, the money we spend there, quote, rebuilding it after we send it, or after it's over, after they sign the peace deal and give Russia what they want, which they will. It's already done. That's over. After all that stuff happens, we will send way more money there to rebuild it than we ever sent in the initial fight. You know it's coming. You know it's coming. Guarantee you it's coming. You just wait and see. Now, you can't afford eggs, but hey, just, you know, it's fine. After all, we have to be the leaders of the free world. Just think about that $60 billion as you listen to this.
Visit just about any restaurant or store, and you'll hear people talking about inflation.
Our food costs have increased by about 175%. Everything from dairy, especially meat and poultry, has been a huge factor.
Andrew Lochner and his wife have owned this cafe for the past 2 years and have seen the costs go up significantly. That's one reason the business played host to a roundtable discussion on the topic held by Senator Steve Daines.
I think some of these massive spending and tax bills contribute to what's going on with the inflation.
Food up 175%. And this is what they're chanting on Congress's floor. Anyway, hello, Jesse. Are you going to discuss replacing Speaker McCarthy with Johnson in the House? With all the chaos and celebration by conservatives, was it truly successful in hindsight? Or now can we say that after the dust settled, things actually got worse and it was a failed effort by conservatives? Your perspective would be a great segment on the show and is necessary. Okay. I thought it was a fascinating question to do before we got to Medal of Honor Monday and the FISA stuff and everything else. So let's talk about that. They bounced Kevin McCarthy. You remember McCarthy was there for about 5 minutes, passed every single Democrat budget. And then Matt Gaetz got mad. And Matt Gaetz is, you know, still campaigning to be the next governor of Florida. So that was part of it, too. Great publicity. Bounced him out of office. All right. We lost Kevin McCarthy, who retired soon after in disgrace and whatnot. And we're looking. House couldn't meet for a few weeks. And while everyone else on the right was whining that we look bad and we couldn't meet, I was trying to explain to everybody that this is the most fun I've had in ages. Congress can't meet and abuse my liberty. This is terrific. But eventually they had to pick someone, and they picked Mike Johnson to come on in. And Mike Johnson has gotten in there, and he's proceeded to do exactly what Kevin McCarthy was already doing. violating the Hastert rule, passing every single bill with the majority of Democrats, minority of Republicans, majority of Democrats. Not one single evil government program has been hampered, defunded, or even slowed down. Everything Democrats have wanted, they've gotten every single time Mike Johnson has gotten there, and that's where we sit today. So in hindsight, was the bouncing of Kevin McCarthy a mistake? No. Bouncing Mike Johnson wouldn't be a mistake either. Keeping Mike Johnson wouldn't be a mistake. Because what's happening right now is something that is uncomfortable, but it is incredibly necessary. It's the most important thing in the world. The left, because of their participation in local elections and primaries, they have chosen a clear direction for the Democrat Party. They have chosen communism. No more middle of the road, no more blue dogs, no more nothing. Endless evil communism. That's what they've chosen. The right, because we haven't participated as much, we are currently confused. Do we go middle? Do we go hard right? Do we go populist, nationalist? Do we go traditional conservative, neoconservative? Is it more libertarian time? Is it this? Is it that? The right doesn't know what it is right now. And the right has to fight to figure it out. Bounce them. Don't bounce them. Look, in the end, for the country, it truly doesn't make a difference whether you bounce them or not. Very clearly, Republican leadership, they're going to pass every evil bill with the aid of Democrats. So whether it's Mike Johnson, Bob Johnson, Sarah Johnson, Little Johnson, I don't know who, I don't care who it is, they're all going to pass Democrat bills. Keep him, toss him, I don't care. But the fighting, the quote, chaos is necessary because we can't ever fight the communists until we figure out what we are. And as we've talked about, I don't know that that will be good in the end. I don't know that we'll end up making the right call on what we want to be and what we don't want to be. But we'll find out, won't we? Now, let's do something awesome. Obviously, at the beginning of the show, we honored the fallen. We always do that as well. We try to do as much as we can on the show. And it's becoming very, very common. It's becoming way too common domestically, too. Fallen first responders, firefighters, cops, just it's happening all over the place. Tunnel to Towers is there for these people when we can't be. So when we pay attention to, oh, no, this guy was gunned down. Oh, what about his family? Leaves behind a wife, two kids. What? Who's going to help them? That's Tunnel to Towers. They're the ones. If you want to reach out, if you want to help, if you want to do something for any of these families, Gold Star families, fallen first responder families, sign up. Tunnel to Towers asks for $11 a month. That's it. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never miss it. You'll never know it's gone. T2T.org. T2T.org. Even when we forget in our day-to-day lives, Tunnel to Towers doesn't. T2T.org. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.